This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Acting Director for the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, Wayne Rosenthal. Wayne, welcome, my friend. How are you?
Well, very good, Tobin. And right now it's acting until I get confirmation from the Senate. So I'll be acting director for a while, and then I anticipate that the Senate will confirm me, and then once that confirmation's done, then I'll be the director of natural resources.
Now, have you officially resigned from your House seat?
Yeah, I resigned effective midnight on the 19th of January, and that kicked off the process for the county chairman from the four different counties to select my replacement.
All right, now, I have to ask this. How did this all come about? Because this kind of caught me a little bit off guard when I woke up in the morning and got word on my phone that Governor Rauner named you to be director of the Department of Natural Resources. How did this all come about?
Well, once the governor won in November, there was various sportsmen's groups, and other individuals that encouraged me to put my name in and to apply, not only for Department of Natural Resources, but also for Ag. And obviously there's a lot of individuals that were qualified for Ag throughout the industry, because of all the commodity groups and different things. And Governor Rauner said he wanted an active farmer, and I supported that also. So then I put my name in for Department of Natural Resources and have been involved with the agency for a lot, and because of my experience and leadership within the military, this kind of fits because, the last thing I did before I retired there was I had over 500, almost 600 people assigned to me there. And so DNR is a very diverse agency. It's got 16 different divisions and 1,200 people. So this is a challenge I look forward to, but it's also one of the revenue-generating agencies in the state. And to me, what I look at is it's one of the things that could help our state turn around because we need to generate revenue.
And it's almost like, I'm not saying this pitch is in your wheelhouse. This is almost, ironically enough, in your wheelhouse. I mean, you're in a county, or the counties around here that natural resources and that are a big proponent of what we do. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better fit for you.
So because all the experience and background I have, it's almost ideal. And I started work last Wednesday, and I'm energized by all the people. We got a lot of great people working here, and we just need to come together and do the best we can to turn the state around.
Was this an easy decision for you? Because I'm just going to speak off the cuff here. You were doing an awesome job being our state representative. Was this an easy decision for you when you got the call?
Well, there's mixed feelings both ways, Tobin, but what it really comes down to is how can I best serve the state and to get back, because I really enjoyed, and it was an honor and privilege to represent the people in 95th District in Christian, Montgomery, McCoupin, and Madison counties, and I want to thank everyone for their support there. But on the other side, this is an opportunity to work directly with the governor and to provide input there, and to run an agency that I have a lot of passion for.
And the other thing is, you only have to worry about the budget on the Department of Natural Resources. You don't have to worry about the budget on the state side. So your budget thing got trimmed up substantially.
Well, and the other thing too is I've told people within the district this, is that the things that I'm interested and concerned in, education, are still there, and so I'll still have the opportunity to talk to the governor about those things, because I still think education funding for downstate is a big issue for us. And so, having the opportunity to talk to the governor to me is still a big plus.
And the other thing is, your replacement in the House, whoever that will be, it's not like when you ran or whatever like that, you're there. So whoever replaces you, you're still a phone call away to get advice about what's going on.
Sure, and I'm still living in the district, and I feel, because I know that there's a number of people that are qualified that are very interested. There's a lot of people interested. A lot of people are qualified, but they'll have 2 years to have a voting record and to get their own reputation for being out in the district. And that's one of the things I'm really proud of, is that I had the opportunity to go and be everywhere, and I did that's the best of my ability. And so, you know, I think that's the big key, is being accessible to the people in the district.
Absolutely. And the process of finding your replacement in the House is basically the county board chairmen of the basically get together and they select someone. Is that basically it?
Yeah, what they do is they, first of all, they get together and form a committee, and I think that part of the process may be already done. And then they have to have applications that are application forms, questionnaires that they that each individual, each candidate has to fill out. And they will go through a vetting process to make sure that they're all qualified and that there aren't anything hidden in their background. And so once that's done, they'll all get go through an interview process. And it's pretty diverse, because the big thing is there's four counties involved, but it takes at least two of the three major counties, Christian, Montgomery, and Macoupin, to agree to come up with one candidate, because you can't get appointed without having at least two of those counties agree. So it's I think what will happen is you'll have a lot of individuals apply, but the cream will rise to the top. The most qualified candidate, I think, will be successful in the end. And whoever we have, I feel, knowing the names that are out there's some very qualified people. And so I think that the district is still going to continue to be represented well. And like I say, I'm just a phone call away, and I'm still living in the district and plan on being there for a long time.
Yeah, it's amazing. You mentioned two out of the three districts, and, you know, Madison County is a pretty big district, but your district only covers just a small portion of Madison County. That's incredible.
Yeah, they're about 4 to 5%, because there's only four townships, and it's based on a weighted vote. Macoupin County is the largest. They're about 34-35%, and then Christian and Montgomery are both somewhere between 28-31% each. And so, like I say, it takes two of the three counties to agree on something. So, like I say, I think that we'll end up with a good representation still, and we'll just continue to build towards the future.
Let's talk a little bit now. Your acting chair. Well, I mean, we're waiting approval of the Department of Natural Resources. What is your plans for the department now?
Well, the first thing that we're doing is, like I say, we got 16 divisions, and we're starting meetings today with each of the 16 divisions to sit down and see where each one of them are and analyze them. And the other thing is, you know, at one time there was 2,300 people within this organization. We're down to 1,200. And in 2002, the annual budget was $167 million. In the last 3 years, it's been about $45 million. So we're going to talk with each of the divisions and then go through a reorg and figure out what the best organization is for it. So that we get through this week, and then we have to look at the budget. And so, you know, it's the big thing is we eventually want to get to better customer service and make sure the people of Illinois are aware of all the facilities across the state and all the things that they got available to them.
All right. So it sounds like you've got your plate full. Congratulations on your new appointment. It's a job that I think fits you perfectly, and I congratulate you on that.
Well, thank you very much, Tobin. And like I say, it was an honor and privilege to serve everybody in the 95th, and I leave with mixed emotions because, you know, I really enjoyed doing that. But I really look forward to this challenge and hopefully helping Governor Rauner turn the state around.
Wayne, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much, and we'll be in touch soon. Thank you again.
Right. Thank you, Tobin.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Acting Director of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, Wayne Rosenthal. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.